It's tourney time, and Bet Rivers Sportsbook has your game day covered with a mystery offer. Head over to BetRivers.com today. Buzzer beater insurance, profit boost, parlay insurance, and more specials are waiting for you every day of the tournament. All you have to do is log into Bet Rivers today on any tourney game day and see your mystery madness special. Go to Bet Rivers and get rewarded all tournament long. Go to BetRivers.com today or download the Bet Rivers app. Your hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, BetRivers.com. 21 located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 1-800-994-8448.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, I just saw the picture of Strebel and his wife. His wife looks 15 years younger than him.
She's not. She's not 15 years younger than me.
And James Strebel.
She does look.
Don't be though.
I'm trying not to.
Strebel.
She does look younger than me. She is younger than me, but it's not 15 years younger. But it's, yeah, she's, yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're going to have one tiny moment here in just a second here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Later on this hour, I'll tell you what Mitch wants to do in the 5 o'clock hour. We will wrap up the sound bracket. And we're all sad at the winner, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you. We're a little sad at the winner. He's James Strebel. I'm Andy Sweeney. Mitch back at the station hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Coming up in an hour, Mike DeCourcy will join us. We'll talk some college basketball with him. We will wrap up the college season that was, and then we move into top 25s.
All right.
And that is... sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
Preseason top 25.
No, and it's just sad. Louisville's not in any. Indiana's not. And in Kentucky's like 17th. 15th. 14th. Yeah. Yuck.
There was one they were 9 in.
Yuck.
USA,
who had that one?
USA Today.
Is that Dan Woken?
I didn't look at the author.
I didn't look at the author?
No, I didn't. I was just skimming through and seeing where they were in all these.
Well, see,
I don't know if he's even telling the truth right now.
Yeah,
I have no idea, Mitch.
I have no idea. Jeff Goodman had him like 14 or 15 for Watts Stadium. Then CBS, Gary Parrish had them, I think, in like the 20 range.
Do you not like write them down?
I was looking at him.
Gary
real quick.
Parrish has him 14th.
14th. Okay, he had him as 14th in CBS. They're in all of them. And the highest was USA Today at 9. Sporting News, I looked at theirs. They're in that one, too.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my thing unplugged from the internet.
Oh, no.
Scott Gleason.
Scott Gleason. There you go.
I just love, Sporting News. I looked in that. I don't believe that.
I did.
I looked at Sporting News way too early. I promise.
I always look at Sporting News when I'm looking at these top 25 stuff. I looked at Sporting News. I promise I did.
Were they 17th?
17th, yeah. Yeah, they're in all the top.
I think he's covering his tracks. I think he's trying to convince us right now.
No, I really did. That's why I texted you all that they're in all the preseason top 20. How would I know they're in all of them if I didn't look at all of them? I did look at all of them.
Texas says, instant classic on the Sports Center, Mitch. Elizabeth what?
I knew someone would come at me with this, but in true Mitch fashion, I have someone else to blame. Man, I go to the gocards.com, the Louisville women's team, trying to find a pronunciation of this person's last name, and you can't find it anywhere. So I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm going to do it live. It's Elizabeth.
Then why didn't you text Biscuit? You ask Blank, the sheriff.
The sheriff knows.
Isn't he over there in 93.9 today, or is that Luke Hancock?
I think it's Hancock. It might just be Ennis and actually, I think Luke is over there.
I was about to say, yeah, Pat would have been running around the office today with takes. If you'd known, he would have been on the air more. Go ahead. Okay, so you had no one to go to. So what's her name?
Balogun or Balogun?
I don't know. You're on your own here.
Yeah. So I mean, I.
So you had nowhere to go.
No, it was a bad job on the Louisville athletic site. You know, not having a pronunciation guide anywhere accessible for me to find. I literally spent 10 minutes while you guys were talking.
What a word for you to butcher.
Trying to find it. I knew some texture would be like, oh, there we go.
So you know how to say it now?
No, I've still got to try to find a pronunciation guide for the Louisville women's team. Like all the articles about her, like don't have it like at all. Like, come on, what are we doing
text
here?
Text Curran, Nick Curran.
Yeah,
know.
That's a great point. Text Curran or Biscuit.
Yeah, they'll
why
know.
Why didn't you text Curran or Biscuit? Right, they would have helped
I'm
you.
I'm
going to
text Biscuit right now. How do you pronounce this person's name?
Texas says Mitch said gocards.com, and I swore he said go karts.
Gocards.com.
Texas says it's clear as day that Calipari is fading. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If I gave you, and I know he just won a national title, if I gave you right now, would you rather have Scott Drew or John Calipari? Who you taking? Let's put it up at ESPN 680, wow. Bet Rivers Twitter poll.
I mean.
Wow, so you even thinking about it.
Yeah,
wow, look
yeah,
at
I
you.
I mean, I want to. Cal deserves the benefit of the doubt that this season was a fluke and that next season he'll be able to bounce back.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why? Because he won a championship in 2012?
No, he's been very, very successful at Kentucky. He's been extremely successful at Kentucky. He had one extremely bad season. It happens.
Yeah, but we're not talking about 2010 anymore. We're in 2021.
I know.
What have you done for me lately?
He's been pretty damn good lately. I mean, again,
has he?
Yes, he's going to be a 2 seed last year, and he won the SEC. And people like Locke like to crap all over that, but he pops a you-know-what every time Virginia wins the ACC title in the regular season. So I don't want to hear it for people. Yeah, he's been fine. Last year, Kentucky was damn good, and he had one bad year. He missed, and it was his fault. I'm not absolving him of his sins. He misevaluated talent. He oversold his talent. And he didn't have a backup plan when that talent wasn't what he thought it was going to be. He's to blame for the season overall. The players didn't help one bit, but he is the bearer of that season. Now, he still deserves next season to right that wrong. Now, if he goes down the same path and they're whatever next season, then we can have that discussion. But I'm not ready to kick him to the curb just yet.
I'm not saying kick him to the curb. I'm saying you'd rather have Scott Drew right now than John Calipari.
I would stick with John Calipari right now. I'm sticking with John Calipari.
Same amount of titles.
He does have the same amount of titles. He had the same amount of Final Fours, win percentage, Hall of Fame. Every accolade that John Calipari has, the only one that Scott Drew has to match it is one.
Everything you're doing is in the past.
Scott Drew won one title. He's been there 18 years.
Scott Drew
now we're talking, he's
a better tournament coach.
Hell no, he's not.
It's done. He's a better tournament coach.
Cal's beaten him in the tournament before.
Mitch, let's go look up
Cal
Scott Drew numbers.
In the tournament before. Hey,
I have them because I was wondering. I was like.
I have no idea. Now we need to.
I'm sure they pale in comparison to John Calipari.
Scott Drew went to Baylor in 2003, you know, took over that mess of a situation.
And it was a mess, absolutely.
Yeah, the first, you know, 3-4 years, didn't make the tournament.
Oh, yeah, he didn't win. They won like 10 games in 3 years.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, I think.
See, what he does is, Scott Drew is a builder of programs. He's not a hired gun.
Right, because like Cal didn't build players. Any programs.
No.
Never. No. Okay. No. All right, that's fair. Okay. Never
I mean, built. UMass was. You know, every go
oh, yeah, top of the crop.
Go
yeah.
in the Northeast. Everyone knows UMass.
Yeah. I remember him and
Bobby V grew up thinking St. John's and UMass.
That's right.
Okay.
So, Knicks.
And Memphis is a beautiful place. When you think of places for Calipari to live and flourish, you think of Memphis.
Beale Street.
Yes.
I see Calipari on Beale Street.
So Drew didn't make the tournament until his 5th year at Baylor. In his 7th year, he made the Elite Eight. In his 9th year, he made the Elite Eight again. His 10th year, he won the NIT championship. And then
won a championship.
And then every other year, it's been Sweet 16 or first round exit until this year where he won the championship.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that's why no one believed that they were going to win this year.
Unless you watch the team play.
No.
That's the thing.
Not even then.
It's like people watch – like I watched Baylor Saturday night just stomp Houston into the ground. I'm like, damn, yeah, they're that good.
Yeah.
And then Gonzaga – and UCLA, this isn't a knock on UCLA. They played great. They played a great game. Gonzaga's, you know, struggling with UCLA, and I was kind of like, huh. It's like, I think Houston might be a little better than UCLA, and Baylor just swatted them away like a fly.
Texas says, Ennis probably has Fauci co-hosting. Texts are in here saying that you say Cincinnati.
Who, me?
No, Mitch.
Oh, Mitch.
Texas says, woo. Texas says, LOL, a 2 seed.
When's the last time your cards have been a 2C, big boy? It's been a while. Speaking of, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since Louisville's had anything better than a 4C.
They're building for this year.
Oh, yeah, they're building for this year. Oh, yeah, they're
building. Transfers.
Yeah, building. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
What is Mac doing right now? I said this to Ennis. I go, because I think Louisville fans are unfair when it comes to this.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need Chris Mack on Saturday to post a lake photo.
Oh, it'll melt. Like, Twitter will melt.
And he needs to do it to troll everybody.
It would be great.
To troll Blank.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to do it to troll Diener and Blank. And you think I'm kidding.
I know you're not.
If he throws an L's up on the boat, like, I'm falling backwards. Doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm in Kroger. I'm trust falling. Do you understand that?
Yeah, he's on the.
I'm at Evergreen Liquors. I'm doing a trust fall onto some IPAs.
Hopefully some people will catch you. They'll notice Andy Sweeney's falling. Get him.
Texas says, big boy bragging about Elite Eights again. Oh, yeah.
I didn't brag about Elite Eights.
Well, that's what Ence does, too. Yeah.
I didn't brag. Oh, I saw that. I see you on that Discord, Jason Ence.
Mitch, you're going back and forth here with Biggest Biscuit. What's he saying?
So
did
I pronounced
it right?
Yeah, I pronounced Balagoon? It right. The texter just being an asshat. Yes, Balagoon.
Balagoon.
All right. There you go. Mitch was right. Mitch was right. There you go.
How about
go.
That?
Take that, texter. Text machine's been bad today.
Texas says, are Ennis and Rex Chapman good friends? Texas says, Rick Pitino built UMass long before Cal ever arrived.
That's what it was.
I mean, built Kentucky, too. Cal doesn't build programs.
Well, I think he did a pretty damn good job of saving it from the Billy Gillespie disaster, which was a disaster.
He just needs some more time.
He just needed a few more seasons.
That's the thing with Scott Drew. Like, how, like, these ADs now are going to, like, let these coaches coach forever. Like, as long as, like, because I just gave you, like, Scott Drew's tournament record. It's not, it's two Elite Eights, and the rest are Sweet 16 or first round.
But in the context of Baylor, like, number one, he took over disaster. You had coaches like paying players. You had players that murder that happened with the team. It was terrible.
You had coach cover it up.
Yeah, so he had a lot to build.
But that athletic department as a whole is evil.
It is. That's,
I mean, until this, I've considered them to be one of the more evil places.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Does that make sense? I had respect for Matt Rhule. If you'd have become the Giants coach, I would have been okay with that.
Well,
he seemed okay, but anything else, no. I mean, Art Briles, all that.
And I think with Scott Drew, you kind of look at him in that light with Matt Rhule, like took over a really terrible situation.
I thought Scott Drew was this like fake Southern gospel guy.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see that. He looks like that.
Yeah, he does look like that. But I don't think he's that.
He
does.
He does.
I thought for a while that Scott Drew was like bag man, and would use like Southern religious charm.
Yeah.
To hide what he really is,
like, and that's Hugh Freeze did.
Yeah, and like what he, and that's a scoundrel.
Yeah, it's a
but
scoundrel,
he's not
yeah.
that. He's,
no, he's
like
not.
Salt of the earth, apparently.
Yeah, he comes off as like a genuinely like. Likeable dude.
I guess we believe that. Is Scott Drew likable? I think he's likable.
I think he is likable, and I think that considering where he started with Baylor and to this point where he had clearly the best team, and he did it in a variety of different ways. He's had some really good one-and-done guys. He's used the transfer portal. He's gotten it done multiple ways. I mean, you got to like Scott Drew.
I mean, do you? Do you have to love a guy like Scott Drew? Yes
or no?
Comes
back to his Valpo days, man. He's,
no, but
he's
I'm saying you
guy.
Didn't have that opinion until today. I don't think you. I
didn't
think,
mind him. Some people didn't like him.
I'm saying Baylor and Scott Drew.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't believe them. No one backed at all Baylor and Scott Drew. And now you're talking about them. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're in the majority. I even feel that way.
Right. But
because
we weren't
once
talking
you actually, like Mark Few after the game was like, you know, you let one. I'm paraphrasing. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, well, you let, because you know your boy here stayed up.
Oh,
you knew
I did.
I wasn't going to bed. Right. You know the bourbon's flowing.
Yeah.
I did. I fist pumped like three times. They hit a couple threes. I was like, let's go. Because I was live betting. I mean, I had way too much money. If Gonzaga comes back there, I'm selling the TV.
Yeah,
okay? I'm selling the monitor.
You're pulling a Mitch.
I'm the PS5's going to Max Diener. Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Going to Max Diener.
Someone's buying it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I know he plays video games. That's it. Goodness, I forget. What were we
talking about?
No
one had that opinion about Scott Drew before.
No one believed they were going to win the title.
No.
And they beat down Houston, but no one believed Houston was a two.
Right.
No one respected the two seeds, Iowa and Houston.
Yeah, not really.
Houston had tapped out. That's how people felt.
And people feel, outside of a few people, still feel that Kelvin Sampson is a scoundrel.
Well, no, here's what I was going to say. Mark Few after the game was like, well, you know, you can't let losing the last game take away. And I'm like, no, you can. That's what happened here.
I've lived it.
And that's, what do you mean you lived it?
When it happened in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
You can't let No, when it happened in 2015, you can't let a single season.
Like you sounded like a player there.
No, you sounded like you lost
on a game-winning shot.
No, I just mean in Kentucky, you can't let a single game ruin the rest of the season because it did. No one wants to hear 38-1 because you come up game short. No, you can, Mark Few. I'm sorry, but the rest of this country doesn't look at your team the way you do. Like, oh, it still was a great. No, everyone's like, you failed.
I'm saying I think this area hates the Zags.
Yeah. I think so.
I, you know, Indiana fans hate everybody because they've stunk for so long, okay? So, like, they're sniping at everybody. But I think Louisville fans are wearing thin, and I think Kentucky fans hate Gonzaga. I'm going to ask Mike DeCorsi that, and he ain't going to like it.
He's not.
I think this area doesn't want anything to do with Mark Few and company.
I think a lot of it has to do with what your argument has been for a while, and it's just like Gonzaga's never had to do the work. And they've always been given everything.
I don't know if I agree with that.
To me, that's what it is.
They don't get criticized.
They don't. No, they don't. They don't have to do the work. They don't get criticized.
Mark Few got undressed last night.
From now on, college basketball needs to put Gonzaga in the context with the rest of college basketball. They need to be viewed with the same lens as everybody else. And you've got to look. You have to look at who they play. They've been kicking that can down the road for years. And I know you said it was two different things, and I partially agree with you, but last night, Baylor's been tested. Baylor's played some damn good teams all season long. They've had to play Texas Tech. They've had to play Kansas. They've had to play tournament teams from the start of the season to the end of the season.
So let me ask you
this. Gonzaga never does. They just get the benefit of the doubt. Well, they're great. I'm sick of it.
What if the two teams would have played, two, 3 months ago?
If they would have played,
would that ruin your argument, I guess?
I don't know if it probably would have reinvigorated the argument because I think Baylor would have won then too. I think Baylor would have smacked them back in December.
That might have been the case.
That's when Baylor was at the height of their power. Like when everyone's like, "Oh damn, you could interchange Gonzaga Baylor 1-2 and no one had to complain about it."
Yeah, while I don't disagree with you, I agree with what you were saying. That was the talk of college basketball
until they got COVID.
I don't believe that people really felt that way about Baylor. I'm saying the college basketball fan, even though you know Gonzaga's going to choke, okay, and they did last night, and they just got beat down, you would take Mark Few over Scott Drew.
10 out of 10 college basketball writers would have.
Yes.
I think 10 out of 10 college basketball writers would have taken Mark Few over Scott Drew.
And we talked about it. I just don't know how true everyone was to the it's this one or it's that one, right? Let me give you a great for instance. There's probably a year like the San Diego Chargers when they're back in San Diego.
Oh, like Marty Schottenheimer was there.
Even after that, were like the second team maybe behind Manning. But you knew if it came down to a game, you were going to take Peyton Manning. I mean, Manning ran into that with Tom Brady. It's great right now that in the regular season, the Colts and Manning are much better. Let's wait till we get to the postseason and we know what's going to happen.
Right, because whenever they face Tom Brady in the AFC Championship
game. It made people buy. People didn't believe in Baylor because they're Baylor.
Right.
That made people buy into the Zags even more.
And that's a shame because it stole Baylor's thunder because they were great all season. It wasn't like this was a blip on the radar, like they got hot in the tournament. No, they've been damn good from start to finish, and nobody talked about because everyone was focused on Gonzaga.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're talking about it. Every single narrative from every national guy was that Baylor and Gonzaga were way ahead of everybody.
Yes.
What I'm saying is we all talked about that. How many really believed it? How many really believed it when they were alone at night?
That Baylor was actually that great.
That Baylor was, yes. And that's why the allurement of Gonzaga carried where they didn't even need to make the Final Four, and they were the best team ever.
Yeah.
They didn't need to make the Final Four, and they were going to beat 15 Kentucky and 2009-10 Kentucky and 2013 Louisville.
2012 Kentucky.
And some of the Duke teams, and it didn't matter. Yeah, they were number one, and they didn't even have to win a game in the Final Four. And again, they got handled in many, many ways by UCLA, and then they got throttled last night. I mean, they played 80 minutes of basketball, and they got their bleep kicked around for 60 of it the Final Four.
They did
not do a good job.
No, not at all. There was nothing about Gonzaga that was impressive last night. Not one aspect of that basketball game did you walk away and say, you know what, Gonzaga at least has this going for him. Like, no, Baylor was just that much better.
You, like, petered out there.
Oh, well, I
petered out.
Yeah.
You crossed your leg. I thought you were done. You're done.
I just felt like I didn't know if there was any more meat on that bone in that conversation. So I was hedging on whether or not to continue the conversation or just end it. So I just ended it.
What else do you have today? Let's go.
I still have more thoughts.
Oh, no, we got to do the one shiny moment.
Yeah, one shiny moment with Mitch.
Mitch, how do you feel about this? You feel good about this? I want to play it again in the 5 o'clock hour,
yeah,
if that's okay.
So you came up with this idea and told me, what, around like noon? I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know.
Okay, so you're laying – wait, what's going on here?
He's giving you all the credit.
No, you're laying the groundwork for an excuse. That's what it sounds
I think it's good. I think it was a good idea.
Okay, all right.
I'm just interested to see what you guys will think about it.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just our sound playing over.
Yeah.
By the way, the one shiny moment, didn't think it was good this year.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't see it.
Honestly, that one's on you, Andy. You knew he fell asleep.
Yeah, but it's all over the GD internet. Stribble, did you do anything for today? I'm going to you.
I've got all these tapes.
You didn't see the second half of the national title game co-hosting a radio show in Louisville, Kentucky, and you didn't see a two-minute one shiny moment. It's 2 minutes long.
I didn't think about watching it.
I'm gonna send you the one with the future behind it.
I don't think
your only take is you just want to give the normal Kentucky fan take. Gonzaga sucks, and so does our conference.
No,
that's what you want to do, which is totally fine.
No, I think I had some nuanced takes there about Scott Drew and Baylor and Gonzaga and the matchups and all. You say, I think I'm having a great day.
You're unbelievable.
I don't like the one shining moment song anyway.
I think it's
corny. I don't like it. I just do. I'm not a big.
Yeah, but
fan.
You're corny.
I know I'm corny.
You're corny.
But there's things that I don't find the one shining moment endearing. Like, everyone, like, fawns all over it.
I don't know if you're telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
Oh, stop. If Kentucky
the ball
won,
is tipped.
Get out of here with that.
I'm like, get out of here.
I do. I'm with Stream. The sports writers are like, brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah,
I'm like, let's call. Like, it's good. Like, it's one of my favorite things in the tournament, too. But I'm not sitting here crying about it.
I think it's overrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is one shiny moment overrated? That's where you guys. No, Streeble's
that
just lashing out. He's lashing out because he didn't see it.
No,
and he knows
I'm
he
not.
Should have seen it before he got on the air today.
No, I'm not lashing
That's
out at
what
all.
It is.
No, I promise I'm not. I've not really liked that. I never watch one shiny moment. I always turn it off before it comes on because it's like, eh.
That
I'm telling you,
do you believe
the
round daddy never watches one shiny moment and quote turns the TV off before it comes on?
The only time I watched it was the
what you're saying right now.
2012 was the only time I remember.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been the only time I've consciously said I want to watch this just because my team won the title.
Come on, just stay up to watch it.
I don't enjoy it.
Oh, Strebel.
I don't.
Texas says, Strebel thinks this is his best day. It's really his worst.
I didn't think it was my best day. I think I was having a good day. And the texter probably thinks I have a bad day every day, so I don't count your opinion. I discount it. I throw it away like I throw away Gonzaga's perfect season.
Texas says Strebel giving intricate takes about a game he didn't watch the second half of.
Again, you didn't need to watch the second half. Baylor ran all over them. They were outmatched. There was nothing interesting about the second half of that game at all. What was interesting about the second half? Now, if I would, if Gonzaga did make a comeback, hit on a game-winning shot, then I look like a dope. But I don't look like a dope because they didn't, and they got punked by 16 points.
Texas says, I bet Strebel likes the Jennifer Hudson version better. It's a great text. Texas says, didn't the Zags play 85 minutes? Even a better text. Did they play one overtime or two? I can't remember. It was just one.
Because Suggs hit the three to,
yeah, you're exactly
to
right.
End it.
Texas says, Strebel's had no nuance today. What an amazing lie.
Yes, I have. There was plenty of nuance that went into Baylor and Scott Drew. Again, texters don't like me. That's fine.
Texas says, I can't enjoy one shiny moment when the team is shown crying after a tournament loss in one of the clips. It's fine. It's okay. Texas says, one shiny moment is ass. It reminds me of a Disney musical.
I'm with that texter.
What's going on? You're just lashing out.
I'm not. I truly don't like it. I've never really cared for it. Like I said, it reminds me of Disney and Hoosiers. I don't.
Mitch, you want to go ahead and play yours then? I can't believe this. This is unbelievable.
Now everyone's just crapped on the song.
It's unbelievable.
No, because this will be funny.
Go ahead.
I got a punt. Got a punt. Damn it. Damn it.
What I wanted to do was to just roll up music cooler and just say, I'm not leaving until you call the cops.
Are you scared? Are you a chicken?
Nick just showed me the video. Oh, my God.
Did you have a good Christmas before we get into everything? Did you have a good holiday?
Well, you know, I'm Jewish, so
all right, there you go.
There are a couple 5 stars though, and then also a couple 3 stars. So we'll see.
Do you have to not say a little bit of the shine is a little bit of bloom is off that rose?
I mean, are you in a bubble over there or not? If you want to start criticizing people, big boy.
There was no alone time on vacation. Well, just so everyone knows now, it's out there.
I can't even look at him right now,
Mitch.
Big picture, what's it mean? Louisville's in the tournament. That's don't let Andy scare you out of that. Louisville's in the tournament.
It was my kitten.
So yeah, it's just Welker.
There's a great service to the community to give you a way to get away from the anxiety and the turmoil, and that's my goal for this show.
I remember watching, like, the San Felipe Steaks with Vinny over there at the Poon.
I got nothing.
It's a show when you order a fajita. You want everyone to say, look at me, I ordered the fajita.
I can't stand our president.
You can just tell the side. I have a decision to make.
Have you actually never had a belly shot?
Shut up, Jack!
Welcome to Late Nights with Justin.
Even I've had a belly shot.
Stop it!
Have you seen where Denmark has launched a cartoon show about a man with a huge and uncontrollable penis?
Get a better dog.
Let's talk some COVID-19.
I feel bad for you that apparently your dog is soft.
We did a story yesterday on Spectrum News 1. I'm not even apologizing anymore. It's a great 24-hour news and weather network, weather on the ones. Anyway, but the education system.
Yeah, Mitch.
Good job, Mitch.
There we go.
Good job.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Oh, that Dieter rolling up with the cooler, taking me out in cuffs. That's my favorite one. There's a lot
again,
of great
a
ones.
Great thing for him in the show. Great thing if Diener's arrested and booked, shirtless at whatever.
Swim trunks, flip flops.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. You guys not liking one shiny moment, it's like a bunch of losers. You really do. I mean, it's one of those things. It's corny, but it's great corny. We need it. We need it. You're wrong on this.
Okay.
You guys are lashing out. It's understandable. Let's take a break. We need to update the sound bracket. We'll do that. All the transfer stuff in college basketball, we can do that. And then, Mitch, we need to put our heads together. And we have way too early top 25s. And so that is the personal radio hell that we're in now that I even mentioned that. But, hey, it's a Tuesday. It's the take. Gotcha. Until 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680. All right, guys, you know, we got all of the golf this weekend. Everyone's in Augusta, Georgia to compete, for the coveted green jacket. And DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, they're putting you in the center of all the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. That's right. This week, DraftKings is giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, now is the time. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament. If they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. 100-to-1 odds doesn't happen. It doesn't come around often, obviously, anywhere. And at DraftKings, so get in on all of the action. Sign up right now. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our promo code when you sign up, WHBE, to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer of your choosing finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code WHBE to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you see those Kiki photo? A couple Kiki photos.
Oh, she did an Easter. There was a little Easter photo shoot.
There was a little Easter egg hunt.
Oh, there was
a little Easter egg hunt.
Yay! Oh, ooh.
And James Strebel.
Oh,
hang on here.
I'm just trying to see if there's a bottom to the.
Here,
that part.
Here, you just take that.
You
there
mind
you
if
go.
I just want to
put it in your hand?
All right,
okay. Do a little analyzation.
There's not a bottom. I was right. Look. See how there's openings?
I see that.
At the bottom there. Woo!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Get some love from the text line. Standing ovation for Mitchell Hannigan.
Nice. Good job, Mitch.
Texas says, so weird that Andy's going to die on the one shiny moment hill. Here, you know why I'm going to die on the hill on this one? Because if your team wins, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. In 2012, when Kentucky won, and then the next year when Louisville won, I was on the floor next to the players, coaches, families. Like, I'm not trying to pull a Blankenbaker here, okay?
Right.
Okay, I have pictures on the floor with, you know, not me, but, you know, Gorgie and Shane Bohannon and Kenny Klein and Patino and then, you know, Anthony Davis and Cal and his family and Mitch Barnhart, who is alive.
He
we saw last night, so it was good to see that he is alive.
He's okay.
It's nice to be that he does exist and he can speak publicly. Anyway,
not often, but he can.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things for me where I have seen it that up close. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
I can understand it's a hokey thing. It's a song. It's like what's going on, but. I mean, come on.
But when you're in
guys,
the moment with
are you that jaded?
It's not that I'm jaded. It's just.
Your team wins. It's emotional. People are crying. Come on.
The horns like. I'm just
You don't like horns? What do you like, Strebel? What do you like besides Bush Light and bourbon? By the way, Mitch, you'll love this. Strebel embarrassed himself and the show on Sunday.
How do I do that?
Strebel's dad comes over, right, Mitch? Okay? Like, we've
right,
never
for
met
Easter
Strebel's
Sunday.
Dad for Easter Sunday. But you know he's going to do what? Crush heaters, right?
Yeah. Booing with the boys.
He's going to drink beer, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, Strebel for Easter Sunday, knowing his dad was coming over, he was hosting a party in Louisville, Kentucky. Didn't have bourbon.
I forgot to get some.
Your dad wanted a bourbon and Coke. You didn't have one for him.
I felt bad. I
and then you
him,
didn't go
like,
out and go to the store. You just let him sit there and drink your nasty PBR.
He likes PBR.
Of course he does. He's a man. He'll drink anything. He doesn't care.
We drank PBR. I felt bad that it had
Why didn't you
bourbon?
Go to the store immediately? Run to the store. I mean, come on. You live in New Albany. There's 19 places
I
near
know.
You.
I was comfortable.
See, and there it is. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And there it is.
It was just one of those things where it was like, I'm sorry, I just had beer. Is that okay? Like,
if that were my
fine.
Dad, I would go give him some bourbon. I'm just letting you know.
Well, next time he comes over, Pops. I'll make sure he has some. It's one of those things.
You can just order Liquor Barn, the delivery app, too. You don't even have to leave the house.
How about that? I don't know if they'll deliver to
New Albany or not. Yeah,
that's across the bridge.
How about you don't worry about us over here in God's country?
That's right.
Why don't you go put your mask on, not have the vaccine, and stay over there with Daddy Bashir?
Apparently,
like freedom
okay?
this morning.
Yeah, it smells like freedom. You know what? There ain't a mask anywhere.
I don't see any.
Joe Biden put on Twitter, he said every adult will be able to get vaccinated by April 19th.
I mean, they could be vaccinated right now.
Right. I know. I need to schedule mine.
Go for it. What are you waiting for?
Mitch, you're not going to be fully vaccinated by the time you go on this this trip you're going on later in the month, right? Later this month, you're going on that
bachelor party,
yeah. Right?
That's fine. I might be. I mean, if I schedule it like for one like this week and another one in a couple weeks, I'll have it.
Where are you guys going again? I've asked this 18 times. Belterra.
That's where they're going to Belterra.
Nice.
But like if I go on a vacation in July, I'll be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, you'll be good to go.
Ready to go. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys something here. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. It's the take coming up in about 20 minutes. Mike DeCourcy will join us. We'll talk some college basketball, put a bow on the season, and then look forward to the offseason. Transfers, the amount of transfers in last night's game is awesome. Winning the national title was Baylor. I asked, just a quick football nugget. I don't want to spend too much time on this because I have some more basketball nuggets that we need to get to here. But is this unfair of me to say? You ready?
I'm ready.
We're watching ESPN is all draft.
It is all draft right now. It's NFL okay. Live. It's
so,
draft.
Like, it's SportsCenter, they'll give you some other things, but the minute they go into the First Take or, you know, Greeny who comes on but the Get Up show or whatever,
right.
Like, they are right into the NFL.
Yes.
Like, literally, Greeny did, here's a few highlights from what you need to know for the national title game, and boom, right into mock drafts, right into Mike Tannenbaum, Zach
Sam
Wilson.
Darnold.
I mean, they are NFL. In NFL, ESPN Radio has done that. Much of their programming has done it outside of SportsCenter. I don't know the breakdowns within SportsCenter.
Sure.
How that looks compared to the, you know, they still have
how
to placate.
They spend on
well, they have to placate, you know, to the NBA, and now their relationship with
baseball.
The NHL baseball started
yeah.
and everything else. But man, I'm telling you, they are all NFL.
They are
at this point. And so we know that Trevor Lawrence is going one, Zach Wilson's going two, and then today the news is, which will carry ESPN the rest of today and at least tomorrow,
yeah.
and now into the future, will be Mac Jones of Alabama is slated to go three.
Yeah, but it was
to the Niners
scrolling
and
across
Kyle Shanahan.
Our screen is rear on break.
Well, I ask this not to be, the answer's obvious, and I don't even mean this as a slap, but it is a slap.
Yeah.
I mean, Mac Jones going to Alabama saved his career.
Best decision ever made.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight against that.
I mean, it could have been Kentucky. It would have been Eddie Grant, right?
It
would have been Eddie Grant in that archaic offense.
He could have said the same thing to Damian Harris, to Tristan Wirfs. I mean, go to those big-time schools and not the in-state.
Now, I will say with Damian Harris, to me, I don't know. I think he's a rotation back. I'm not sure.
He's not a
paycheck. It's like, well, he's throwing to stars. I'm like, yeah. That's what Calipari sells or used to sell at Kentucky.
Yeah.
The same thing that Nick Saban is selling all these other guys. That's what Cal, to a certain extent, obviously got to stay in college longer.
Right.
And he waited, and his story is not normal, okay, to sit there and wait. But he did. If he goes number three, I mean, he wouldn't be in the NFL.
No,
it's like, well, Sweeney, you don't his talent. No, talent and fit and what the team does around you absolutely matters. 100%. Look at Mac Jones.
Yeah, look at
Mac Jones.
Nobody thought anything about Mac Jones before Tua got hurt. Right, I mean, he was just a whatever afterthought. He was on the bench.
And people thought the freshman was going to play this year. I'm blanking on his name, but the kid they have who's going to be playing next year. And I'm blanking.
Young. I can't think.
Bryce
of
Young.
I think it's Bryce.
Bryce Young. Yeah.
But yeah, so Mac Jones comes in and he goes undefeated, just rolls through college football, puts up ungodly numbers, you know,
with an ungodly,
with an ungodly team.
A year and a half of an ungodly team,
yes,
right.
And now he's sitting pretty at number three, possibly in the NFL.
And he's got
draft,
a dad bod.
Right. And he's got a dad bod.
Which is the opposite of all these new age quarterbacks. They don't look like Jim Kelly.
No.
Bernie Kosar. They're sculpted.
They're sculpted. They got pecs. They have abs. Yeah, they got biceps. No, but they don't look like Tom Brady anymore. That's what Tom Brady looks like. But to your point, I mean, he didn't even have that much of an impressive pro day. I mean, people made fun of it, but it doesn't matter. Again, if you put yourself in a position where you're around stars and you're around studs, you're going to be treated like a star and you're going to be treated like a stud. And that's exactly what's happening with Mac Jones right now. He's being treated like a star and being treated like a stud because that's what Nick Saban gave him to work with. He gave him those types of guys, and he's benefiting from it. Good for him. I have no ill will in my heart to Mac Jones. I hope he makes all the money, and I hope he does well in the NFL.
I'm not saying you should have ill will. What I'm saying is it's a bad look.
I think it's the look that everyone expects. I don't think it is a bad look. I think Mac Jones saw that look.
It.
Yeah, Kentucky. Well, yeah, Kentucky football play. They live in their own world.
Right.
Let's all be honest here. They live in their own world where they're the greatest and they're the best. And they don't. They look at 6-6 and say, "Well, you know, we're still Kentucky football, but next year we're going to win the East." I mean, that's the world they live in, and that's fine.
Texters are taking a shot at you, and this one's such a good text. It's such a good text. It may get under your skin, but it's such
That's
a
okay.
good text. Strebel's dad offers ribeyes for a damn UK football game, and Strebel can't offer a bourbon on Easter.
Boy, that's a listener to the show. I didn't
just
have
a random,
a good
just,
listener.
Just a random, yeah. What was it, Kentucky-Tennessee football game?
He was cooking
ribeyes and everything else.
Yeah,
and you can't have a little maker's mark, a little wood for nothing.
I didn't have
any. Little old fool.
I haven't bought any in a
How do you
while.
Not have an old Forester 86 just
I don't
at
know.
Your house?
I should. I
Everybody
usually
in Louisville
do.
Does. Yes. Mitch does right now.
I usually
He doesn't
do.
Drink anymore, but, you know.
It's there. I usually do, but for some reason, I haven't resupplied myself in a while. So
Texas says it smells like teen COVID in southern Indiana.
I don't know. It doesn't. I'm fine.
Texas says, will Mitch be allowed to return to Callaway County if he takes the vaccine?
That's a good question.
Should be fine.
They're like, boy, you got a card? No.
No, sir.
No.
You don't have a mask in your pocket, do you?
Yeah,
no.
There's not an N95
mask.
Is that what it was?
You had one of those in your truck.
There accidentally is one wedged in the seat. Yeah. They strip your car bare and they find one crumpled up N95 from August.
Yeah. Then he run you out of town.
Texas says Round Daddy should have had Emily bring some bring the dad some bourbon. Your dad would love Emily.
I'm sure he's heard Emily. I'm sure he's heard me fall all over the place. He's never brought it up, but.
Really?
He listens almost
daily. I'm
shocked
by that.
He was really excited about Mike Pratt and Dan Issel. I need to find out if he listened or not.
We hope he did.
We hope he did.
Hopefully he listened to a Bozich.
Yeah. He does want to join us on a remote. I did bring.
I told you.
He said, I heard Andy wants to bring
crush
me on the remote. I said, yeah. He's like, I'd like to do that.
Done.
Yeah, there we go.
Texas says, Pound Father sucks as a son. That's not nice.
That isn't nice. I think I'm a pretty good one. But I did have bourbon for my dad.
I can't believe that.
I can't either.
You just don't
I
have
felt
an old
bad.
Forester 86
just
sitting around the house somewhere.
I usually do.
I know. I just can't believe it.
We have vodka.
Do you guys have a take on the take? Do you guys have a take on these way too early top 25s?
I do.
Please help me here because I don't have any. Louisville not in any. Kentucky mid-level, you know, anywhere from really, what I've seen, 14 to 17, 19. You said someone at USA Today
had
him nine.
Yes, that was.
I mean,
I was stunned by that.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's so much roster movement. I feel like this year it's even sillier to consider this. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, they make
no sense.
I feel
like Kentucky's adding, like, at least two more guys. Listen, it's clickbait that everyone has to do, but I just feel like with the movement this year, it means less than it usually means.
Because go ahead, Drew.
No, you go
like
ahead.
Like, if Louisville has Carly Jones come back,
they're a top 25 team.
They're a top 25
team.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't get. That's
team.
What I don't get. It's like, they talk about Kentucky, and they're like, well, this is assuming Davion Mintz comes back. Like, here's what the roster will look like. Oh, they'll put him at 17. I mean, if you're going to assume stuff, then go ahead and assume, like, Carly Jones is coming back because it's, I mean, He's not really showing up on draft boards, so.
You know what you sound like, Mitch?
Who do I sound not, like?
You know, you sound like a Reds fan.
How?
No. Talk about us. Pretend that Carly Jones is coming back for us.
We win Gary, the offseason.
Gary Parrish. If you're going to believe in Davion Mintz, you got to believe in Chris Mack.
I'm kind of shocked.
I'm just saying you sound like, I'm just saying, you know
that's
what
fine.
You sound like.
That's fine. Honestly, like I'm a little bit shocked. They're not in one, a single, and someone says they're 24th in the athletic list.
That's the one I didn't
because
look
I'm assuming one person would have.
They don't trust Chris Mack, Mitch. They don't
trust
him.
No, I'm just saying. I'm shocked one person doesn't have, you know, the opinion that Carly Jones is going to come back. And if you have Carly Jones,
well, maybe
Sam
they
Williamson,
do.
Make.
Well, but they saw Louisville not make the tournament this year with Carly Jones.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too. I mean.
I'm trying to look here where the Athletic has them. Let's see. The Athletic has them number 24.
Is that Seth Davis?
Yes, it's Seth Davis, and they have Carly Jones leaving. He has Carly
that
Jones leaving.
Me even
there.
More.
Yeah, they has been 24.
It does.
And Carly
so Seth Jones. Davis no. is your one, but nobody else does. We'll ask Mike DeCourcy about it.
I was a little shocked that Louisville wasn't on any of them. Like I was shocked.
Weren't.
I was. I thought they at least
you're
be
just
on
clouding me 2 minutes
no,
ago
you're
for
not,
me
no,
saying
we're
that.
Shocked.
No, this is why I was shocked. Because the national media just thought Chris Mack was just this home run hire. He's great. He's perfect for Louisville. He's exactly what they need. Well, then why don't you put your money in if Chris Mack is so great? Why isn't he in all these preseason top 25?
There's a bunch of mid-majors. There's people that have Memphis. I mean, Seth Davis has Memphis as a top 25 team. Haven't they lost their entire team?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know anyone who's left on Memphis's team. And, I mean, come on. Penny is a – I mean, come on.
He's been okay.
No,
he's been all right. Maybe a little less than people expected Penny to be. But it's like if there's this much trust into what Chris Mack does for Louisville, where he's
like
going
Texas
to
is
for Louisville.
Six. Texas is six, and they get a new coach.
They get a new coach.
Kansas is eight in the narrative round. Kansas has been they can't get players, and right now all they have is a D2 guy, Missouri Southern. I mean, Michigan State's
he's
losing a couple
Pettiford.
People, right?
Yeah.
We don't know who. Like Mike DeCourcy has Michigan 11. Well, I don't know. Is Isaiah Livers going to leave?
Right. I mean,
like if he's gone,
well,
they
got a badass
not,
class coming in, though. That's the thing.
Well, they always do.
They always do. Now they do. Yeah.
Well, Juwan Howard is also past Cal. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All these coaches passing Calipari.
Yeah, but isn't it sad? You're going to Louisville. It's sad that, like, Kentucky's like, oh, yeah, they're 17 down there with Maryland.
Look, I understand why they're 17 down there with Maryland. I'm surprised.
Just
again,
hanging out with Virginia Tech.
I was a little surprised that they were in the top 25 at all, considering they went 9-16. But even
they
in
don't
that
believe
disaster.
In Cal. They don't believe in Cal. They don't believe in Cal.
Because even after a historically bad season, they still have Calipari in the top 25.
Like a four seed.
Still in the top 25.
Like a four seed.
They trust Cal. They say, okay, he'll at least get him back.
No, not the top 25.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Exactly. It's better
than. That's what's happened.
No, it was happening.
Of course
is
it's
they
better
still
than Louisville. Louisville's in trouble.
They trust. They're not in trouble this year.
See, Mitch, he
are
sounds
taking,
like the St. Louis Cardinals. You
are they
sound
taking,
like the Reds.
Are they taking their postseason away this year? I don't think so. I don't think they're in trouble.
Well, I
think they're
no
going to play.
Idea. In general. Go ahead, Mitch. You mumble into the mic.
We have,
screaming.
Well, I was just Strebel's. We have no idea. No, I honestly. I
save that.
I know. I'm he could speed up this process, and Louisville cannot make you know get a ban next year. There's no like no one has any idea.
But that's not why
they're playing
the top
next
25.
Year.
They're
playing
next
year.
Kansas is going to be
it's
playing next
it's
year.
It's summer now. The people in the IARP are taking vacations. They're in the beach house.
You know,
the kidding
Bahamas,
me?
Yeah.
You kidding me? They're done.
they're done.
They're done until August.
Bill Self, we'll see you in August, Bill.
Yeah, they're done until August.
Yeah, we'll wait.
You're good for a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're good for a calendar year.
I
at
hope
least.
You're right. I
do you? Doesn't sound like it.
That's just.
I mean, UCLA's number one. In some people's.
And some, it's like UCLA, Gonzaga are kind of like back and forth is like number one and number two. They got Duke.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
They're two. Yeah,
just
they got,
unbelievable.
They trust
Coach Duke's got
K.
Three five.
They
got
yeah,
three,
they trust
got three,
K.
Three five
they
stars
trust
coming
Izzo.
In.
They trust Cal. They don't trust Mac.
Look
don't
at Kentucky down there by St. Bonaventure. Oof. What happened?
Again.
What happened?
After a 9-16 season that they think at least that much, they put them at 19 when they're the worst, one of the worst teams in the Power Five. That says something to me. about what they think about John Calipari's ability to turn things around.
Yeah, that he's a four seed.
Also, no one believes in our guy Mike Woodson.
What about Mike Woodson?
No one believes in Mike Woodson either.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I'm talking about all these lists. I don't see Indiana anywhere.
Well, I mean, come on. They got cratered by Archie for 4 years or whatever it was.
Mike Woodson has some excuses.
Well,
that's not shocking that they're not a top 25 team with Christian Lander, who stunk last year, and Trace Jackson Davis. I mean, what are you doing?
So what are the expectations for Mike Woodson next year? I mean,
we're not doing that.
The entire team's coming back.
Summer.
The entire team didn't make the tournament. So
Cole Kreen.
Oh, Kreen's probably there. He's been there all day.
Who's he?
Isn't he? Is he there still?
I think he's still there, yeah.
Of course he is.
Who's he working with tonight? What's he got?
He's got UofL baseball. The
Batcats.
Yeah. They got to take that L.
They're playing Kentucky tonight. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who you got?
Probably Louisville.
Well, you did throw the first pitch out of Louisville.
I did throw the first pitch a little.
There you go. How about
Kentucky
that?
Just got swept by Mississippi State this
week. Kentucky's going to win. He's going to come in tomorrow. Yeah, Chesty.
I will
be. Because they're not. I mean, Kentucky has taken a massive step backwards in baseball.
They did that a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
Nick Mingione's lost his touch.
Yeah, Mingione is overrated.
They're like 18 and
2.67, 9.68.
Yeah, 18 and 8, 18 and 9, something like that.
Don't you have to fake it?
No, it's really like
their
record.
Mingione overrated. There, yeah. That's. In fact, you know what?
Well, Dan McDonald exposed him tonight.
Let's move to Corsi to another day. Okay. We're previewing the Batcats.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We're previewing the Batcats and the Cards. We're doing that next. So no Mike DeCourcy.
Sorry, everyone.
We will replay press conferences from Dan McDonald and Nick Mingione. I'm kidding. Next. All right, guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. Peyronie's disease or erectile dysfunction, they're both a serious condition that can affect men of all ages. ED can cause anxiety or embarrassment. Stress, depression, or diabetes can all make it worse. You need someone whose world revolves around male sexual health, and that person is the Hightower Men's Clinic. 690-2800. Schedule that free consultation today. Find them online. HightowerMens.com. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. FDA approved. All natural. Non-invasive. No drugs. No shots. No needles. None of that nonsense. They can help you today. Better performance. Get the life back that you once had with the Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, find their website, HightowerMens.com. Schedule that free consultation and see how they can help you today. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, HightowerMens.com, or 690-2800.